On Thursday evening, Sinai Temple showcased its third annual Lights, Camera, Israel. And we viewed the film, Ushpizin. Who here has seen the movie Ushpizin? It was actually my third time seeing the movie. And once again, I was filled with joy and pleasure as I watched the film. You see, the film is set in present-day Jerusalem, an ultra-Orthodox neighborhood, Breslover Hasidim celebrating the holiday of Sukkot. But what's interesting and tragic about this particular couple that's highlighted is that the couple is undergoing severe sorrow and tribulation. It's Erev Sukkot and they can't afford the food on their table. They can't afford to build a sukkah or even buy an etrog. And even more than that, this particular couple had tried for 5 years to have a child. And as you know, in that particular community, procreation and fertility is the foundation in which their community builds. So this particular couple did the only thing they knew how to do. They started to pray, and they turned to God. And although their conversations with God fascinated me, you see, it was as if God stood across the table from this particular couple. Dear God, give us a child. Dear God, give us a miracle. Give us food tomorrow. Although those kinds of conversations were intriguing, it wasn't that I left with the evening after the film. What fascinated me was not the conversation, but the fact that this couple could just jump right into prayer at every moment, every second of the day, whenever a problem occurred. It wasn't as if they had to think, I think I'm going to pray today. It was, I'm turning to prayer immediately. And I thought to myself, I'm a bit jealous. I'm a bit envious. I wish I could jump into prayer that fast. I don't buy into their theology. I'm not one who thinks that if I pray for a miracle, it'll happen tomorrow. And yet I wish that I could enter their mode of communication as fast as they can. So I thought to myself, when one enters a congregation to pray, when one enters a place like Sinai Temple on a Saturday morning and says, I wish that I knew how to start my prayer experience, how do you begin? Theologian Eugene Borovitz reminds us to look at the dialogue between Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus and his rabbis, his disciples. He told his students before they began praying, you have to know who you're praying to. You might see this line in other synagogues. Da lifnei mi ata omed. Know before whom you stand. And what that means is when you come into a synagogue, or rather any time you want to start praying, you have to remove the cobwebs and the clutter from your mind. We have to forget about our schedules, about our homework, our assignments, our stress. We have to forget about the things that clutter our minds and prevent us from speaking with God. If we are able to remember who stands before us, it's then when we can align our minds with our hearts and jump into prayer. I hope it doesn't take another film like Ushpizin to remind me there's always time to start praying. But what I pray for each one of us this morning is that we're able to remove that clutter. We are able to remove those cobwebs, bring our hearts into this sanctuary, and know before whom we stand. Let's bring God back into the conversation and back into prayer. May we begin praying together. Shabbat Shalom.